It's Wednesday, January 7th, 2026. I'm Richard Davis with KNAU's Local News Now. Internal emails between City of Page staff members and developers show discussions about a planned data center were going on months before it became public. The project has triggered a backlash among some in the community. KNAU's Adrian Scabellin reports.
The emails between Page officials and the UK developer Hollybrook were obtained by KNAU through a public records request. They show conversations about the 1 gigawatt data center began at least as early as December 2024. It's well before the proposal to sell 500 acres of city land for the project surfaced publicly during a late August council meeting. The emails also show by mid-January of last year, several Page officials had signed non-disclosure agreements with the developer. The revelations first posted to social media caused an outcry among locals who oppose the project. Some residents have concerns about its energy and water use and say city officials haven't been open with the public. However, in a statement, Page officials say they're committed to transparency and outlined the timeline for how the project progressed through the last year. The City Council approved the sale of land to Hollybrook in October for $7 million. Officials say the public will have an opportunity to weigh in on the development when the property goes through a rezoning process expected later this year. For KNAU, I'm Adrian Scabland in Flagstaff.
Navajo police continue to search for a 67-year-old man missing for 4 months. They say Aaron Mark Bradley was last seen at the Shonto Market on the Navajo Nation on September 6th. Bradley is described as a Native American male who's 140 pounds and 5 feet 7 inches tall. Bradley has gray hair and black eyes and has a feather tattoo with the names Kim, Kayla, and Karen on his left arm. He also has an angel tattoo with the name Kelly on his chest and a scar on his left arm. He was last seen wearing a black shirt, Wrangler jeans, and white tennis shoes. Those with information on Aaron Mark Bradley are asked to call 911. Senator Ruben Gallego wants to ban military funds from being used for a potential takeover of Greenland. Yesterday, he introduced an amendment to the Senate Appropriations Bill that would prevent dollars made available by the legislation from being used for military force, hostilities, or war preparation against the Danish territory. Gallego and others fear the Trump administration could have its sights set on Greenland following last weekend's raid on Venezuela's capital and arrest of its president, Nicolas Maduro. The Democratic senator challenged Republicans to push back against what he calls, quote, Trump's chaos. Denmark's prime minister says an attack on Greenland would end NATO. Federal investigators have recovered a helicopter that crashed last week southeast of Phoenix, killing 4 people. The Arizona Republic reports the National Transportation Safety Board says the aircraft was removed from the remote Telegraph Canyon on the Tonto National Forest Sunday. Officials are in the early stages of the investigation and have documented the crash site. The Pinal County Sheriff's Office says the helicopter may have struck a recreational slack line that was stretched across the canyon. 4 members of the same family died in the crash. The NTSB is expected to release a preliminary report within about 30 days. Several government buildings on the Arizona Capitol Mall were evacuated and roads were closed Monday after what appeared to be a homemade bomb was sent to the state Supreme Court. KJZZ reports the package was discovered early in the day and multiple law enforcement agencies responded to the scene. It contained multiple vials, including 2 that tested positive for a homemade explosive substance. Agents with the Phoenix Field Office of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives are investigating the incident. And police responded to several bomb threats made to the Sedona Airport and offices of the U.S. Forest Service also on Monday. The Red Rock News reports police found no unusual or suspicious activity at the airport. It's the 2nd time in the last few weeks the airport has received a bomb threat. Forest officials say they received a call from a man who identified himself only as Max about a bomb in a black SUV outside their offices, but no vehicle in their parking lot matched that description. The Maricopa County Sheriff's Office also cleared a home after similar phone calls the very same day. It's unclear if the incidents were connected. A former Arizona Republican lawmaker has been sentenced to probation and banned from running for office for 5 years after he pleaded guilty to faking signatures for a 2024 primary election. Austin Smith admitted to forging a dead woman's signature and using false petitions in his re-election bid for the Arizona House. Smith's lawyer says the former politician is embarrassed and won't run for office again. Smith was a leader for the controversial conservative group Turning Point Action, an arm of Turning Point USA, and had questioned the integrity of Arizona's elections. Coconino National Forest officials say they'll burn slash piles today south of Flagstaff. Burns are planned across large areas of the forest between Mormon Lake and Mons Park. Officials expect smoke to be highly visible and may linger in the Mormon Lake Village area. Meanwhile, to the west, the Bureau of Land Management says it'll conduct prescribed burns in the Hualapai Mountains, about 20 miles southeast of Kingman. The 3,000-acre project began yesterday, but is expected to continue today. Officials say smoke may be visible from Kingman, Yucca, Wickiup, and Interstate 40. The burns are meant to eliminate heavy forest fuels and reduce the risk of wildfire. Colorado ended the year with extremely low snowpack amid national headlines about poor conditions at ski areas. As KUNC's Scott Franz reports, end-of-year readings at a third of the state's measuring sites were at or near record lows.
One site in northern Colorado near Cameron Pass recorded the lowest snowpack since measurement started more than 40 years ago. But it will be a few months before it's clear whether water supplies will be affected by the slow start to winter. Russ Schumacher is Colorado's state climatologist. He says the long-term outlook for spring storms is uncertain.
It's not going to end up as a way above average snow year here in Colorado. I think we can probably rule that out at this point. But getting back to a, you know, a decent status or close to average is at least still a possibility that could happen.
Schumacher says Colorado's reservoirs are relatively small, so back-to-back years with low snowpack can be especially concerning. Scott Franz, KUNC.
Thanks so much for dialing in to Arizona Public Radio to listen to our chat with staff meteorologist Lee Bourne. No clown in here, though you are wearing a Goyala sweatshirt, the Hopi sacred clown from KUII. Oh, thanks, man. So, earlier we heard a report from KUNC on Colorado snowpack. How are like the sacred San Francisco peaks, White Mountains, and other high elevations of our listening region faring?
Well, as we've been experiencing here in Arizona, it's been a mild winter thus far, and much of the West has experienced that. Now, over the last couple weeks, Sierra snowpack went from zero to like 200%. You know, we've had these atmospheric rivers hitting California, and they have been really improving the Rocky Mountain snowpack in the Middle Rockies of Wyoming and Montana, which were off to a very slow start as well. But now the snowpack in the Middle Rockies and Northern Rockies has reached 100%. But Colorado and the Wasatch of Utah are still kind of struggling, as we are here in Arizona with seeing snowpack at less than 50% generally. And it's been a very, very weird, mild winter for us here. In Arizona, you know, we had that snowfall pre-Thanksgiving. Then we went 60 degrees plus, 70 degrees at the lower elevations, and gone dark, you know, as far as winter goes. And one of the more mild winters I can remember in my experience of forecasting weather here for 25 years. And, you know, some of the data has come out that it is the warmest winter in weather recording history across the West, and that's certainly true for us here in Arizona. It was a super warm December, and it's been a fairly mild January, some weird, you know, almost wet storms, which is pretty unusual, but we have some changes ahead.
Speaking of those changes, what's in store for tonight and tomorrow with these two very different storm systems?
Right. We've been, you know, we do have the back-to-back storms, and they are very different. Storm number one enters today, and it's like the past storms that we saw. It's an area of low pressure in the Pacific Ocean off of Baja California, tapping into subtropical moisture once again, like we've seen with these past several systems. And this storm is taking a southerly track, and we're going to see rain showers develop across mainly central and southern Arizona today. For us here in Flagstaff, not much of the moisture is making it north of the Mogollon Rim here through the day. Today, it's rain showers, and this is going to be the main precipitation event for Yavapai County and Gila County. And then tomorrow, a much colder storm system is coming in from the north, an actual winter cold front taking a track right down the Sierra Nevada spine. It's not a big, powerful storm. I mean, it is a powerful storm, very fast moving. And I mean, this isn't going to correct where we are with our moisture deficit or anything, but we are going to get some snowfall around here and a little bit of winter weather, which we haven't seen much of. So that's nice to see. We might even have to pick up a snow shovel around Flagstaff here this season after this is done. But, you know, the way it goes is today, as I mentioned, it's rainfall across central and southern Arizona picking up through the day. Tonight, as storm number two moves in from the north, we'll start to see snow pick up across northern Arizona. It's a very cold storm, and snow levels will fall around 5,000 feet through the day on Thursday. And National Weather Service has put out snow advisories through the day Thursday from tomorrow morning all the way to tomorrow evening. And this is for Flagstaff, Rim Country, all the way into the White Mountains. And the way, you know, it's been looking to me, and it goes up to the Grand Canyon Country as well. And I think we're looking for 2 to 5 inches of snow around the Flagstaff region, probably a bit more south and east along the Mogollon Rim, communities like Forest Lakes, 6 to 10 inches right along the rim. And this really looks like more of a bullseye for the White Mountains, where I think we could see up to a foot of snowfall. So good stuff across the forest floor. We need some snowpack. Snowpack's been becoming an issue. As far as rain, Yavapai County, as I mentioned, this is not going to be a big deal. I think you see a half inch of rain maybe throughout the day and tonight. Little bit of snow maybe for Prescott tomorrow, less than an inch. Same for the high deserts of Navajo and Apache counties, up to an inch or so of snow. But when we get up into the Chuska Mountains and so forth, we're looking at much more. So snow advisories up on the Defiance Plateau and the Chuska Mountains as well, where we could see 6+ inches of snow. And this is tomorrow. Overnight tonight, we wake up tomorrow to an inch of snow. And then tomorrow it's really coming down through the day.
So you mentioned the White Mountains. How dry have they been? Our listeners in Shola, I'm sure, are loving this news.
Well, you know, the White Mountains have, it's been grim. I mean, we have... You know, we had that nice snowstorm here in Flagstaff that gave us the snow on the peaks pre-Thanksgiving. That did not hit the White Mountains. So, I mean, in the White Mountains, minimal, no snowpack at all. We don't even have snowpack up here except for up on the high elevations of the peaks. So, you know, putting down, you know, 3-5 inches of snowfall here, and we get really cold, which I should also mention about this storm. Behind the storm, high temperatures, storm clears Friday morning, sunrise, high temperatures for Flagstaff, 30 degrees, central Arizona, 40 degrees. So putting a little snowpack down now is going to really help things moving forward. Enjoy the snow and be safe out there.
Here, here. So yesterday I was walking the pups along Lake Mary, or rather having them roll in elk poo. And I saw, you know, incoming ADOT plows and cinder spreaders, welcome sign of an advanced storm. Tell us more about the winter weather advisory for driving conditions and help us wake up our muscle memory for how to drive in the wintertime.
Right, it is the very first snow advisory of the year, and I'm even trying to remember snow advisory. And, you know, snow advisory is not like a winter storm warning. Snow advisories are issued when the snow will be impactful for travel. And, you know, winter weather advisories tomorrow, elevations above 6,500 feet, that's where we're really going to see this. And that, you know, runs from the Kaibab into the Grand Canyon country, into the Flagstaff, Mogollon Rim country, down to the Whites, and also up, as I mentioned, into the higher elevations of northeastern Arizona. And the winter weather advisories, White Mountains are already in one from 11 a.m. today until tomorrow night. Chuska's and the Black Mesas tonight into tomorrow night. And then for us here around the Flagstaff and Mogollon Rim country, it's tomorrow morning into tomorrow evening. This storm system clears eastern Arizona, as I mentioned, Friday morning. And it's a big cold base air. I think Friday our high temperature here in Flagstaff is forecast to be 30 degrees. A really chilly Friday going into a chilly weekend. It looks like things quiet down for a week or so before maybe some more storms ahead.
Staff meteorologist Lee Bourne. Thank you, Lee.
You got it.
This is KNU's Local News Now.